Welcome to the podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time, a CatSource family production. This podcast exists in large part because of CatCM, the content marketing business inside CatSource Inc. CatCM is excited to bring the content marketing services used at CatSource to you. Learn more by visiting catcm.com. In this episode, we discuss push-ups for Parkinson's, being a caregiver, and leading a cause. Win all in, play my cards right. Up the ante, one blackjack all night. Roll the dice, let it ride. Water beyond my guts. Our guest today is Tom Stevenson, insurance agency owner and Push-Ups for Parkinson's board member. Tom is helping lead the movement to spread awareness around Parkinson's disease, recognize the strength and hope of so many, and to raise funds for Parkinson's research, caregivers, and support. Through much inspiration, Tom gives us a story around why he is so passionate about push-ups for Parkinson's and giving back. Tom's examples of working towards a greater goal and being a cause leader were on full display in our chat. His incredible mindset and willingness to give back in life has us so excited to feature him on this podcast. And with so much to talk about, let's get right into this episode and welcome Tom Stevenson. So Tom, tell me about the time you guys flew up to New York City and were featured, or could see you at least, on the Today Show. Because I know it was a big time. I know it was a big moment for Push-Ups for Parkinson's. So how did you guys come up with the ideas? Like, we got to go get on the Today Show.
Well, I know we kind of felt like, you know, that was like our national debut, if we want to call it that. It was our first national exposure other than social media, of course. But we had a meeting scheduled with our partners at Michael J. Fox Foundation, which up in New York City. And we decided that we were going up there anyway. And we know that the Today Show has readily available availability to get onto TV. Basically, if you get there early enough, you get a front row spot. So we got there, you know, before dark, or, you know, before light, I should say, and got our spot right up front there. We had our big banner, and they do pre-interviews at the front. So we were trying to get ourselves onto the bumper promos that they show at the during the show, but they said that ours was too lengthy for that. So unfortunately we didn't get to that part of it, but our banner was prominently displayed, and we had our construction safety yellow shirts on. So we were seen continuously throughout the 2-hour show. We were able to engage some of the producers as well with the push-ups, but we didn't really get a whole lot of on-air time per se, but definitely saw our logo and saw our mission multiple times. So we had a fun time with that too. Just, you know, it was unique and different. And then we actually from there headed straight over to Michael J. Fox offices for our meeting. So that was a good way to start off that meeting.
Yeah. And you guys were, I know you could be seen around New York doing your push-ups, you know, having some fun with it, showing the exercise of it takes effort to lead a cause. It's one thing to have a cause, it's one thing to talk about it, but it's a whole other thing to put it out there into the world. And whether that's being, you know, front and center on the Today Show, it doesn't mean you're going to all of a sudden come across the barricade and, you know, be interviewed live on TV. It's right. The fact that you guys had the branding, you had the energy, you guys are leading a cause to put this in front of as many people as possible and help make a difference in the fight against Parkinson's. And you mentioned as well, you were up there not only for the Today Show, but to have a meeting with the Michael J. Fox Foundation, which of course everybody knows. You know, Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's and is leading his cause. And from what I can tell from my vantage point, is doing amazing things by helping other causes around Parkinson's, you know, fight the good fight. And like you said before, you were up there and had an opportunity to meet with some leaders of his foundation. How has it been working with the Michael J. Fox Foundation?
Well, the Michael J. Fox Foundation is really just an amazing organization. They, you know, they were founded after Michael J. Fox had disclosed himself that he had been suffering with Parkinson's and early onset Parkinson's at that. For the younger generation, which is another whole aspect to Parkinson's that some people don't always realize. But the foundation itself, they are integral in providing the funding for the research, because, you know, there's the government does some research, especially with Parkinson's and other neurological diseases, through the Department of Defense, and that's the probably them and Michael J. Fox are probably the two main funders or drivers of Parkinson's research. And as a result, the Michael J. Fox Foundation has an outreach called Team Fox. Team Fox is kind of like their grassroots arm of the foundation. And basically anybody, big or small, can get themselves attached to a Team Fox, develop their own type of fundraiser, whether it be a golf tournament, a charity such as what we're doing with Push Ups for Parkinson's to create a movement. They do a lot of silent auctions. So it allows people with little resources or a lot of resources to really to go the mile and raise money, whether it be just $10 or $10 million. So they really provide a lot of the back support for smaller groups to be able to get things off the ground. Of course, they have the national presence as well, and they feature various organizations across the country as they do different features. So we're focused on getting ourselves prominently displayed with hopefully for an October 10th set off of our next campaign with the push-ups, where of course we're looking to have people do push-ups, just 10 push-ups, tell 10 friends to do the same thing, and just give $10 just once per year. And if we get a movement like that going and it really can spread, that's enough money to make a huge difference and hopefully eradicate Parkinson's. One of Michael J. Fox's goals is to go out of business, and I always love that idea, because it's kind of counterintuitive to most what business people would think. But obviously, if Michael J. Fox goes out of business, that means that there is no more Parkinson's disease, and that is the ultimate goal, and that's something that we're all looking for.
It's amazing when you can have these different organizations, you know, be it the Michael J. Fox Foundation and Push Ups for Parkinson's and all the different, you know, Parkinson's Carolinas, you know, all these different organizations around the country, and have a centralized, you know, view of where they're going and what you're trying to accomplish here. And there's different ways to get there, but all under one umbrella, and what you can tell. And I think it's amazing that foundation is allowing other organizations to be a part of that, to contribute, and then they want to help out, like you said. I also like one of the things that there's a lot of different things, but just getting on this one piece of it is the donating of $10. I've talked to you about it. I've also talked to Evan about it. Is a lot of people approach others and saying you should give to this organization. And you know, there's a lot of great charities, 501c3s, we call them, that are out there, but it's difficult. Because we all have the things that are near and dear to us, whether it's whatever organization that might be, whatever charity we want to give to, Pencils for Promise, you know, American Heart Association, and the list just goes on and on and on, and there's new ones being formed all the time. And so it's difficult to say, well, I feel bad if I don't give to that organization, because they're really looking for major contributions. But there's something about what you guys are doing that I think is compelling, because you're asking for $10. Now, of course, if someone wants to give more, by all means, you know, it's not like you're going to turn that away. But the idea is $10. And that truly can make a difference, because it's a movement. You're leading this cause. And it's like, if you give $10 and someone else, that adds up, and say, okay, wait a second. So I don't have to give up my philanthropic, you know, ideals of what I want to do with this organization, where I give them more money. And this, I give them more time, but here I can probably just give $10, do some push-ups, tell some people about it, put it on social media. I think that is something that can compel someone who's got, like I said before, other things going on in their life that they're not going to feel like I'm being pushed to do, and I got to give more and more and more, where it's just do $10 and that you can make a difference.
$10 once per year.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, that's basically the cost of 2 Starbucks. And we're only asking you to do it once a year. And just that simplicity alone has always been what we were trying to focus on as we're building our foundation here. And so we just do 10, tag 10, give 10. And we just want to make it as simple as possible. But if enough people do that, we're going to, you know, go to the races with this.
Right. Well, simplicity matters. We talk about it all the time. What can we cut out? What can we hand off to someone else? And what do we need to focus on? And you guys are focused on those right things, but kind of stepping back a little bit. And we'll talk about you and you know, how Parkinson's has touched your life. But obviously, I'm fascinated by serendipity and how all these things, you know, just kind of happen over time. Evan goes to college. I've known Evan for a while. I remember walking into my office, and actually, it was before I walked to my office. I went to a dinner event that my company was hosting, and I was the new person there. And Evan was one of the first people I ever met. And he was just very gracious, super nice guy. Had his button-down shirt on, might have been buttoned down a little bit too low, but just such a, it was so funny. I make fun of it because I know he's listening and laughing right now, but a really, like, here's how I say, he's a really good dude. And way before that ever happened, though, he goes to Bryant College. And from what I understand, there's a couple people that met there that are involved with push-ups for Parkinson's today. Some years later, we won't date everybody, but you guys met early on, maybe on the first day of college, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. Well, at least myself and Evan, from the Push Ups for Parkinson's board, we met on day one of college, and I'll give it away. It was 1984.
There you go.
so if you do the math, yeah, that's 35 years. so we've been friends now for more than half our lives. A lot more than half, I'll say that. And we started there. We thought we were, you know, big kings at that point. We were graduated high school, and now we were college guys. And, you know, of course, we were just freshmen though, so we had no idea what we were doing. And we were traipsing through the freshman dorm, which is what they called it, and with a box of Trivial Pursuit, which is a game that was popular back then in the 80s, and some beer and some, you know, some fun, and just started meeting a few people. And of that group, probably about eight of us all ended up pledging the same fraternity. Evan, of course, was one of them, and I was one of them. On our board also is Steve Plum. He's 1 year behind us, so he wasn't a day one, but he was a day one of year two, if we call it
There
that way.
you
And we so we have a couple of our fraternity brothers on the board now, and the basically the friendship that we developed going back so long ago is something that's been the foundation of it, because we've had that friendship where even, you know, we were obviously intensely, we were living together for 4 years in college, and, you know, that whole intense scene of college and everything where you really bond some friendships pretty deeply just because of the, you know, you're living with them. So 24/7 basically. And then moving on, life starts to happen. You know, you're through all the weddings and the baptisms and all that good stuff. And then life gets busy, and you start losing track a little bit. Then something brings everyone back together, and it's like we never left. And that's the same way this has been. Now, of course, unfortunately, with Evan and I, we had something that bonded a little extra, and that was both his father and my mother both, unfortunately, were diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And as a result, that started a well, for me, multi-decade journey, where we kind of were able to share each other's experiences and kind of help each other through the times. And that's where kind of the birth of Parkinson's, push-ups for Parkinson's came, as that it's sprouted out of that, which I know Evan has told his story, which was the main foundation of push-ups. But I don't know if we need to go into that or what, but
Yeah, no, I think it's important to hear it, and not only just from Evan's perspective, but from yours as well. Obviously, you're going through it with your mom. He's going through it with his father. He was working at a, you know, basically in corporate America, if you will, and also trying to push this cause, and seeing like something drew him to this, and there was more to it, and it was about, but I'll let you tell the story from there.
Okay, well, I mean, primarily, first of all, you know, we communicated quite a bit by text and by phone as we were going through various things. Unfortunately, Evan's father passed away last year, so that, you know, that put another whole angle onto it. But that also gave Evan even more of the inspiration to really get this thing off the ground. And of course, with his board behind him, we really started to kick it into a different gear. But the original story from Evan was that he had decided that he was going to start doing push-ups to honor his father and to remember and to kind of recognize the pain that his father and his mother as a caregiver was going through. And he thought the one way to do that would be to dedicate 100 push-ups every single day for the rest of his life to help him remember and recognize what his father goes through and what other people with Parkinson's. And I guess at one point his son had mentioned, did some math and said, you know, Dad, if you keep doing these 100 push-ups a day and you get to be grandpa's age, you're going to have done a million push-ups. And so they kind of looked at the math, and then, and there it was, that was the spark. So from there, you know, Evan continued just on social media. He was posting daily. I've done my 100 push-ups. He would change it up a little bit. Sometimes he'd call them down ups. You know, just Evan comes up with strange terms and weird noises and words. So he's that kind of a person. To go back to the college days, he was actually the one, he was breakdancing in the dorm. So he kind of, he was weird to begin with, from day one. So in a good way, but,
yeah, that's right.
But weird. So he started just going with this whole process of, well, I'm going to do a million push-ups. And then he started engaging other people in that respect. He started talking to it. In his previous career, he was traveling quite a bit and meeting multiple people. And he was always bringing them up and bringing up the push-ups for Parkinson's and having people do push-ups with him on video. In the early days, he was at Chick-fil-A once and did push-ups with the Chick-fil-A cow. And, you know, it just all kinds of neat little things. Still very grassroots. And so that's really how the push-ups for Parkinson's kind of got funded, or not funded, but founded. And then from there, I come into a situation, again, dealing with my mom, who was diagnosed, it's almost 20 years now. And she's still moving along. She's in hospice. She's been in hospice for quite some time, unfortunately, now. But she still is in there sometimes. It's very difficult, but it gives me my reason, and I draw back on, you know, how Evan has gone through what he went through. And of course I'm going that path now, but you know, it's a difficult situation, but it's something that keeps me motivated to keep pushing this Parkinson's awareness and able to get it to the point where we can end this disease. It's a horrible thing watching someone you love just kind of, basically they get trapped into their body, and they, like my mom really can't communicate anymore. Her face is fairly frozen from all the muscles are, you know, atrophied. And so you don't really see emotion on her face. She goes in and out with dementia. Sometimes she has it, oftentimes she doesn't, but you don't always know when she has it. It's a very heartbreaking thing to see. And it's just something that, you know, I just wish that nobody would have to go through. Unfortunately, life is real, and this is part of life, but we can try to make this difference. And if we can eradicate any of these types of illnesses and diseases, it would just mean so much to so many people. And that's what keeps me moving. And I hope, you know, I know that's what keeps other people moving as well.
I'm glad you guys have each other. You know, just when Evan started telling me about this, when he was first really getting the idea going and thinking about it, it was moving. And that's why I've always told anyone I've talked to, whether it's about, you know, mm-hmm. something around push-ups or Parkinson's, I said, you have to talk to Evan. Well, then I started hopping in on some of your board calls, and I'm like, mm-hmm. hold on a second. There's a whole other group of people. And I met you at an event, and I said, I need to talk to Tom and anyone else. That's why I wanted you to have have you on this podcast, because all the stuff you just said, it's that people need to hear it. And it's just, you know, it's hard to describe, but coming from you, you guys can describe it, because you've been there, you've lived it, and you've done, like you said, perfect word, grassroots. I mean, that's exactly what you're doing, one-to-one and one at a time. Yeah. And I think it's important. On this topic real quick, because we keep talking about push-ups, so, you know, a lot of reasons mm-hmm. to do push-ups, you get in shape, and you know, it's very easy. You can hop off a podcast and get on the ground and do some push-ups, you know, and there's a lot of fit people doing push-ups, and people are trying to do push-ups. And why push-ups?
Well, push-ups are, first of all, it's a nice alliteration with Parkinson's.
Yeah.
but push-ups are a total body exercise, number one. So first of all, for someone who's completely fit and can do a full push-up or multiple full push-ups, it's a full body workout. It engages your core, it works your shoulders, your arms. I mean, it really gets your entire body moving and working. So that's a great benefit. With push-ups, though, also, they can be modified in so many ways. And if you go look on any of our social media or on our website, pushupsforparkinsons.org, you would see people doing push-ups of all types of abilities. There's of course your normal push-up that people think about. However, you'll see people in wheelchairs. You'll see people pretty much fully disabled. They'll be pushing up their arms or just kicking their legs. We call it an action movement, and it's a little bit of a play on words because there's in Parkinson's there's something called action tremors, which action tremors actually are tremors that start in your body when you're actually going to reach for something, for example, a glass of water. So you reach for that glass of water and someone with Parkinson's will start tremoring, therefore not able to drink the water, spilling it all out. Same concept with a utensil to try to eat. So that's an action tremor. So a little play on words is our action movement. So we feel like the push-ups, everybody can do some kind of a push-up. It might not be a real push-up, quote unquote, but it's going to be a movement and it's going to somehow mimic that action. And why we're so important, why we're so pressed on movement is that there is a lot of medical studies. Now, of course, none of us here are doctors, so, you know, we're not espousing anything specific, but there's a lot of different studies all over the world about how exercise and body movements can help to reduce the effects of degenerative diseases and neurological diseases are mostly degenerative. And that includes Parkinson's and ALS or Lou Gehrig syndrome, things like that. So unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but that idea that exercise and movement will help to stem off or slow down the progression of these diseases is a very encouraging thing. And if you talk to the neurologists that treat Parkinson's, every one of them all say something similar to that. They might not all cite specific studies because the jury is still out on some things, of course, but in general, movement is a good thing. And there seems to be a lot of evidence in various stages of compiling, I guess, that show that. So we just want to get everyone moving. I could talk also, we have a second branch to our charity or to our foundation. It is Parkinson's, but we're a little unique in that we also want to focus on caregiver support. Evan and myself are both caregivers, and as are, you know, many millions of people in the world, but the caregivers are often not looked at or not thought of as much as the patient. And so that kind of is a separate angle that we look at. But with push-ups and exercise in general, for the caregiver, that's even more important because you need that respite time from taking care of your loved one. You've got to be able to have a little bit of time for yourself. And some of that time for yourself is best utilized if you can maybe go out for a walk or go do push-ups. The benefits can be unbelievable. Even a small little amount might just be enough to kind of clear your head enough and get you back in the game to do what you have to do to take care of people.
I'm glad you brought up the caregiver support because, I mean, you deal with it, I think, in many different, you know, times in your life. And, you know, we've seen grandparents, for example, one care for the other, or you mm-hmm. actually have someone in a facility that's caring for somebody, or it could just mm-hmm. be if you have a child and obviously there's extreme examples of this, but if you just had a child that's home from school one day because they're sick because they were throwing up, someone has to care mm-hmm. for that child. And if that goes on for mm-hmm. multiple days, it's exhausting. Or when you just have a baby, you know, I remember when we had our first kid and it was like, my mother-in-law comes to town, my mom comes to town, they're helping out because they've lived these types of things before and they know
right.
you have to get out, you have to go to dinner, go for a walk, go exercise, go do some, whatever that might be, because it's really
exactly.
difficult. And Evan, and you are talking about this and bringing awareness to the subtleties of it, the things that, oh, wait a second, we forgot about that person. Obviously, the person with Parkinson's or whatever thing that we're dealing with is the focus.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we have to focus on the people that are out there helping them out. And I think that's absolutely right. I mean, I can vouch for it because Evan talks about it. He goes to senior living facilities and he brings attention to these amazing people that are doing amazing things, that are up all night and helping out whatever they have to do. And, you know, the bedside manner is just off the charts, just unbelievable people. And true heroes,
yeah.
right? And we're making sure that attention, and they're not doing it for attention, right? I think that's a thing to understand. I don't think parents are doing it so they can showcase what great parents they are and looking for, no, it's not what it is. Or someone working at a senior living facility, they're not doing it for any attention whatsoever. They're doing it because they truly
right.
care. And you guys are bringing attention to what it is that they're doing anyway, because it matters. It matters a lot.
Yeah.
you talking about, doing push-ups, and it goes from the extreme fit CrossFit to someone, some of the best push-ups that I've seen that you guys have posted is in, it could be someone living in a senior facility or Evan's mom, for example, in the kitchen doing push-ups, not on the ground, against the counter, and just doing the
Against the
best that
counter,
she
yeah.
can. I mean, it doesn't have to be some rip dude, just, busting
Yeah.
out 500 push-ups. It's anyway, I it's obviously I was drawn to it. I've seen other people come across it and also be drawn to it, and it's that's why, is because you see these different things playing out and hear you guys talking about it, and it goes so back, it goes so far back to when you guys are in college and to the, making these relationships, and now you're a part of this cause and you're on the board. And speaking of we said the word board before. A lot of times I hear the word, oh, board member or being on a board. I mean, in many ways, to me, they're outdated in many ways, because it's like, hold on a second. Just because you're on the board of a country club and you did it this way in the 1970s doesn't mean it's going to work today in 2019 and beyond, right? Things
Yeah.
change. And I think it's fun because there are also a lot of boards that are changing, and being involved with yours and just being on those calls, you hear that you guys don't take obviously you take this very serious, but you don't take yourselves very serious. Talk a little bit about like the board is in itself, and like what you guys are all about, because you're all trying to figure this thing out as you go, because it is a journey that you're all on. No one's mastered this thing, and you're not trying to pretend like you got this whole thing figured out.
Yeah, no, we joke about that quite a bit, actually. I mean, our board consists of a number of different people. We're a pretty diverse group. Mentioned myself, Steve, and Evan from Bryant University, my college. Also on the board is Brett Majorano. He's also from our school and our fraternity as well. He's down in Raleigh. He has a less of a active role. However, he's kind of like one of our event coordinators. He primarily runs the golf tournaments that we run, and he does those kinds of that kind of groundwork for us. But the other board members have all been affected by Parkinson's in some way, shape, or form. We have a one lady who works in promotional items, and she got on board, and she's the one that does all of our, tchotchkes and giveaways, our stress balls and our wristbands and t-shirts and all that fun stuff. And then we have Renee Zellner, she has also tirelessly worked for Parkinson's and push-ups. She works down in Florida. And we have myself here is out in the Philadelphia suburbs, and then Steve, of course, is out in Columbus, Ohio now. So we have people all around. We have Darren, who's up in New York. Darren is a childhood friend of Evan. Evan has a good way of pulling people from his entire life. So he's got elementary school friends. He's got college friends. Corporate friends spanning his entire lifespan. And I'll tell you got to give him credit for being able to wrangle up a crew like that. So we have it's the calls are fun. We none of us know what the heck we're doing with running a nonprofit at this particular juncture. We get advice, we get help. We actually, believe it or not, we still have the Nonprofit for Dummies book, those black and yellow books. We were all big fans of Cliff Notes back in college, so we figured we'd keep that streak going, I guess. So we basically we're learning as we're going. We get a lot of help and advice from the Parkinson Foundation, from Michael J. Fox Foundation, and we're just going to keep working towards our mission. At one point early on, we were on a track that none of us were able to keep up with, so we kind of stumbled a little bit, and we took it as a learning experience. We kind of refocused, readjusted. Took a look at who we were working with, and now we're on a different trajectory. It might not be as fast of a route, but it's something that the current board is more comfortable with and more able to sustain. Because if you can't sustain it, it's not going to be successful anyway. So you have to be able to work with your board. And no, we don't just sit around in a leather and conference room smoking cigars. We're collecting big six-figure salaries for going to one or two meetings a year. We're all volunteers. No salaries taken at all, and we we're grassroots and we get our own hands dirty still. So oftentimes our board calls are 7 or 8 o'clock at night after we've worked all day, and some of us put kids to bed or whatever. So, you know, when you just want to sit down and put your feet up, at that point now, we're getting onto a phone call to do a little more work. And we do it because we care and want to.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned before, Nikki Craig, she's at Geiger and does the promotional items. We actually had her on the podcast, incredible story. Have her back on here probably to talk more about, you know, which her thoughts on all of this and push-ups or Parkinson's. And so kind of as we start wrapping up here a little bit, you guys, it's funny too, because you try to do your calls, and I believe you've done this, is you have it on the 10th. And I've been talking to Evan about this, and you want to do 10 push-ups and give $10 and tell 10 friends. There's a lot of 10 going on here. It's leading up to a date, right? It's 10-10. It's 10-10. It'd be October 10th. Of this year, it'd be 2019, of course. So up until that, what is it that you're trying to do by October 10th of this year?
Well, for this year, our focus, we're going to be building up to the October 10th date. Our goal is by October 10th to have had a total of at least 1 million people engaged, do 10 push-ups, and give $10. If that's done by October 10th, we're going to consider ourselves an amazing success, like stratospherical, I think, is what we're going to probably think of it as. But then we're just going to use that as a building block. When we first founded this group, our goal was $100 million and 100 million push-ups. So we thought, okay, that's a great goal, but let's break this down a little bit more into some more manageable chunks. So for this year, October 10th, we're running that up to that date, and that's going to be our big this year's finale. I don't want to say finale because we're not done yet, but October 10th is our big event, and we're hoping that we're going to be able to clock 1 million people by that date, from now until that date. So 1 million people, $10 a piece, and have told 10 other people to do the same.
It's an amazing cause.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, but it's very specific. It's got a date in mind. You know, you guys are putting stuff out there. You're telling people. So real quick, but very importantly, someone wants to contribute. Someone's listening to this, and in whatever way they're listening to it, what's the best way someone can do all the things that you suggest by October 10th?
Well, our easiest section is just to go to our website, pushupsforparkinsons.org. That's pushups. The number 4, Parkinson's.org. And at that website, you will be able to read all about us. Number one, read about our sponsors. We have a great group of partners that we work with, including the Michael J. Fox Foundation, the Parkinson Disease or Parkinson Foundation. They changed their name over the years. And the Brian Grant Foundation. We are looking to, on that website, you'll learn all about that. But you'll also, right at the top of the homepage, you'll see two buttons. One says log pushups. The other one says give. Pretty much as easy as it can get. Next to that, you're going to see on the website our global counter. This includes all of Evan's pushups. He's over 140. I lost count. He's at about 140 some thousand pushups at this point. He's been going for, I think, 1,140 some days now. So, but on our website counter, we're up to over 350,000 total. Anybody can log their pushups daily. Again, we'd like you to do pushups every single day. We're only asking you to give $10 once a year. If you can give more than 10, that's even better. If you can give 10,000, great. However, $10 is what we're looking for. You can log your pushups every single day if you want, whether it be one pushup or 100 pushups. So you press the one button, you log your pushups. It'll ask you to put your name, your email address, and the number that you did, and it'll add you right into that global counter. You can be part of the movement. The give button, same thing. It's going to go right to our secure servers. You'll be able to donate money by credit card. You can go PayPal. You can go Venmo. All the information is right on our website, pushups, the number 4, Parkinson's.org.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to obviously put that in the show notes. So if anyone can, you can just go right there and you can click on it. Obviously they're on social media as well. Pushups for Parkinson's on Instagram, Twitter. He's active on LinkedIn. That's Evan Juice Cutler. It's an amazing cause.
Facebook as well.
Yep. Good point. And as the social media accounts come out or new platforms come out, I'm sure they'll be there too. You guys are very active on it. And like I said, leading a good cause, have incredible people behind it. It's been going on for a while, And we're excited to just, have you on this podcast to share your story, share the history of it, why you're
Appreciate it.
doing it and all that. I appreciate it. I know you're busy.
Certainly
You
appreciate
lead
the
up, you guys
opportunity.
are all leading your own businesses and doing different things. So like you said before, it's 8 o'clock at night on the 10th of the month. You guys are having a board call, but you guys are doing this all the time and we're always talking about it. Today's not the 10th and we're having this conversation. You're more than happy to
Absolutely.
step away and do this type of stuff because this is what keeps you going. I can tell, I can hear it. And it's an amazing cause that we're, like I said before, happy to be excited, happy to be a part of, and happy to have you and share your stories.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to let you use your platform to tell our story too. It's certainly very helpful and the advice and guidance as well. So we certainly appreciate all of that. And we like the grassroots functionality of this. I think it gives that little down home spin to it, I think.
No, it absolutely does. It absolutely does, Tom. Well, thanks again for spending some time with us, and we'll obviously be in touch.
All right, great. Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Eric. And I hope everyone gets out there to pushupsforparkinsons.org. Do some pushups today.
Tom, it has been absolutely awesome having you on this podcast. Because of your passion to find a cure for Parkinson's, we're all better off from the time we spent with you. The perspectives from Tom on being a cause leader are now perspectives you, the business leader, can use for yourself. And for that, Tom, thank you. And for anyone looking to talk to Tom about giving back or how you can get involved in push-ups for Parkinson's, we encourage you to reach out to him. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to me directly. You can find me on LinkedIn or contact me on Twitter at Eric_Kaz. Thank you for listening to our Kaz Source podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time. Until next time, we're out of here. This podcast exists in large part because of CASCM, the content marketing business inside CASSource Inc. CASCM is excited to bring the content marketing services used at CASSource to you. Learn more by visiting CASCM.com.